Emotions is just one of absolute unadulterated joy. So pleased for my chairman and the board of directors, who are volunteer board, you know that, and the volunteer directors, all the volunteers, part of the management committee, 1,000 of our supporters here tonight. And I've got, the biggest thing is my players. I think that, you know, we've had them together for 2 and a bit years, and you know, they're a very tight group. And I think they needed to show that tonight. They needed to show that togetherness. You know, I thought we were unlucky not to be 1-0 up before we went 1-0 down. And the sending off obviously had an impact in the game. But we were a lot braver second half. We obviously took the midfielder away and got us wider. And, you know, when Gomez misses from 3 yards out, I had a horrible feeling that it wasn't going to be our night. And then, you know, the magic man Rory Deacon's done it again for me. Brilliant goal. And then the second goal's equally as good, I think, in a different way. Great, great football move. Good finish at the end, tapping for Max. And obviously Fitchett ends up getting a great third goal. And, you know, probably that overdoes the result, if I'm being honest. But just one of emotion of just joy.
I'll drag you back if I can. What did you make of the red card?
Yeah, it was a red card. They were upset with a number of the challenges that had gone in that referee didn't give them. And, you know, I'd need to look it back on a video, but from where I was, we seemed to win the ball as much as catch their player. I felt we won the ball and then perhaps caught the player. So, you know, there were complaints there. I spoke to Neil Cox coming off at half-time, who was not happy with the amount of fouls we were getting, but conceded that the sending-off was a sending-off. So, you know, it's a tug on him. He's probably last man. So it was a sending-off. But, you know, at the end of the day, if it happened to one of our players, I think I would still be disappointed.
How concerned were you that it went on so long without getting that first goal?
It's when Betsy misses from 3 yards out and Eastie's missed from 5 yards out and someone else has missed from 6 yards out, the feeling was we might as well get in the car and go home. Thankfully, you know, I didn't take his advice. We stayed and, you know, I'd like to see the goals again, but I mean, Deacon from where I was looked an absolute screamer. And I said the actual football for the second goal. I was waiting for the offside flag to go up. Knowing my luck, I was expecting the offside flag to go up and it didn't. And that started my 60-yard run to where my family was sitting.
And now, of course, you've got the tiger by the tail, Leeds United.
Yeah, well, I know Gary Monk and James Beattie from Southampton. That's where I'm from. Beats, obviously, was a legend at Southampton. And Gary has had a fantastic management career. And I'm so pleased that he's gone and done so well at Leeds as well. Because, in my opinion, Swansea wouldn't be in the same position they are if he'd stayed. So it'd be nice to meet up with them too. Ian Baird has just been inducted into the Leeds United Hall of Fame last week. He told me he was number 46, but I've since found out he was 72. But, you know, Baird, he's a massive, you know, they love Ian Baird. And, you know, he stays stays in the background for us. And I said to Baird, you know, I'd like him to have that little bit of joy over the next 10 days because he's one of those, he's had his career. He was a brilliant centre forward. He's a great coach for me. But perhaps it's now time that he actually can poke his bald head above the parapet and actually enjoy a bit of what's coming.
Leeds is a big reach, it's a big ask, isn't it? But the FA Cup already this season has thrown up exactly that kind of defeat, that kind of David and Goliath.
Without being over-emotional about it tonight, we've got a good chance against Leeds on our pitch because no one likes playing on our pitch apart from us, it seems. There's a lot of people talking about our pitch prior to the Wimbledon game and we are very, very good on it. And we've got a certain way of playing. We play some good football on it, quick football. And you know, no disrespect to Leeds, but they made 7 or 8 changes for the Cambridge game. I watched it. And if they make 7 or 8 changes against us, then I think we would have a chance. If he goes and puts out his start on 11, you know, it's a very, very difficult game. But we've got to embrace it. I think it's a game that we've got to believe we can get something out of. And, you know, this group will believe they can as well. We won't be turning up expecting to get beat.
Financially, where does Leeds United, where does this run take you? Because you're going well in the trophy as well, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's that was worth £300,000 for us tonight. You know, £150,000 from BT Sport and £70,000 for winning tonight is £220,000. You know, it's a 50 grand gate, our share, at our place, plus the extras. So, you know, I said before, it's a £300,000 game. And I can't begin to tell you how much of a difference that will make to the football club. Silly things like getting more changing rooms for the under-8s and under-9s at the moment aren't changing at the club. So not necessarily strengthening the first team, but strengthening the whole club. And I think that's, you know, that's something which Bruce and I will take a lot of pride in over these next 4 or 5 years, because that's how long this money will last us for, because we won't just go and spend it.